Hey, man, this hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. So, yeah, man, no man's coming up. Real quick, as we were talking about the Hawks last night, they want to know, listen, gather as many wins early as you possibly can. Guys, you know how the season goes. It can be crazy. Last night, Mike mentioned DeJounte Murray hurt, broke hand, first game of the season. He's going to be out multiple weeks for New Orleans. I mean, you just don't know how this stuff's going to shake out. But, Mike, I said it feels like, from what we saw last night, they're going to be better. I don't know over the long term of the season. But what we thought about Dyson Daniels, we saw it last night. Defense, he was playing on both ends. He was scoring 15 points. What we thought about, you know, Jalen Johnson and his playmaking ability. And then Rishai Shea, he didn't start the game, but you get a sense that the kid can play, Mike, and he's so young, he's going to come into his own.
Right. Now, like, he made the first bucket, and then it was kind of like, you know, I felt bad for his parents because they were like ooh and on at every shot that wasn't dropping. They had that shot last night on FanDuel TV, by the way. But, yeah, it's early days. They got a bunch of, you could argue, favorable matchups. You know, you got the Wizards, you got the Hornets. Yep. You know, they do have to go to, I think, Minnesota. I mean, they got some games. Oklahoma City early on the road this year. But you're right, man. It's kind of like a microcosm, though. They had some lapses with their spacing on their perimeter defense, which allowed for some easy three-point shots, and that's kind of what kept Brooklyn in this thing late, the way I saw it. But I loved, and we started the show talking about Okongwu. And it's funny because just yesterday we're talking about Onyeka, and I'm saying, I think his ceiling is, we kind of seen it. And boom, I'm not expecting 28 every night, as you said, but man, if he gets closer to that, now you're validating what was a 6 overall pick.
Yeah. And Jalen, by the way, a double double last night, 11 points, 10 boards, 4 assists, 1 block, 3 steals. That's affecting the game. Like, again, every night, Jalen, he's probably going to be, as that number goes up, Mike, he's a 20-point-a-night guy. But those are the kind of stat lines that you want to see. So, for right now, all right, we'll reserve judgments. It's one game. But they showed a little toughness in a game that nobody expected anything like that to happen. Right. They showed that they could get steals and play defense when they needed to. Mike, you said it, the lapses in defense late. But Cam was just hitting shots, man. This guy was on
Cam
fire.
Cam Thomas, LSU kid. Right?
He was just knocking down shots like crazy. So sometimes you have no answers for that. But I am more concerned, or at least curious, about the bench. What's this going to look like with this rotation? Again, Bogey and Rashai Shear, and Okongwu all came off the bench, Mike, last night. Veet played a little bit. What's this going to look like? Is that going to be the rotation normally?
Well, I mean, it's early days, and, you know, we'll have to, I think only time will tell is what, you know, Quinn's got up his sleeve, but it's not exactly the deepest bench. There were some injuries last night. You know, the backup point guard was out. Bufkin was out, right? I got that right.
He was.
And the rest were just, you know, DNP on the coach. So we didn't get a chance to see Larry Nance Jr., we were saying, because he got anything in the tank for us. But, hey, man, this team, if you can just come together defensively, and I think Trey, you said this earlier, Trey just looked like he's happy. And I know that we had all these listeners. Everybody was armchair psychologists. Everybody, I guess you apparently brought a drill to State Farm, and you had a listening device because you could tell us what was. Yeah, guys say one thing to the media, but the other thing is the reality. Trey was never happy playing with DeJounte. He played nice when one man's opinion, when Nate went out there and they said, hey, you were thinking about trading for DeJounte. Can you guys coexist? Trey said, sure. And then, sure enough, no. And so now Trey's back to just running the show. And he's that kind of guy. As Capella said yesterday, he played with Harden back in the day.
Yeah.
We're not comparing Trey to Harden, but, you know, shooter's got to shoot and the guy's got to have the ball in his hands.
30 points, almost 50% from the field, 7 to 16. Knocked down a few threes. Mike, 14 of 16 from the free throw line.
How about that?
That's Trey. That's vintage Trey. Getting to the line, getting to the basket, and going to the free throw line, you know, 10 times a game. So 5 rebounds, 12 assists, 1 block. Guys, that's who Trey has been. When we talk about who he is and, like, why I've told you he is a guy that if you put the right pieces around him, you can get there. He can do this on any given night. Honestly, but I also think, Mike, he's healthy. At the end of the season, we saw that hand bother him.
Right.
He wasn't right. And so, you know, when we were talking about the play-in and all that stuff, now he's back to being healthy. But he made that look easy last night. I'll just be honest with you. Like, he scored that 30, and it was like, how many? He could have 40 if he wanted it.
And we talked earlier, for guys who missed it, about, you know, our first look at Dyson Daniels, who actually did a really nice job of representing Australia in the Paris Olympics. And then we also found, you know, his defensive mentality extends to not taking any bull from a bunch of knuckleheads, because Nick Claxton's, like, coming at him, and then he's like, hey, where are you going? And then he basically, as you said, chases him out the tunnel as Claxton gets teed up.
He had 5 steals last night. Is that right? I'm looking at this. I mean, That's Mike, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah, five steals. Jalen had three. He had five.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So Dyson Daniels, for all the talk about us being better defensively, we're just laying it out for you. We'll see what they do against Charlotte tomorrow.
And I know the plus minus, it's kind of like hockey. Sometimes it doesn't tell the whole story, but Dyson Daniels was plus seven last night.
Yeah. And guys are hitting me up on social media. Follow Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. And they were just saying, hey, it looks like it's going to be better.